Then, though, you had conquered one pageant.
Yes.
And it was time to enter another one.
Well, my plan was, when I went to OCU, I realized that I wasn't quite as good as I thought I was
in
singing.
Really?
So my plan was to enter a pageant when I was a senior in college so that I had more time to develop as a singer and have more experience. I auditioned for Surrey Singers my sophomore year and did not make it, but I knew I would the next year. But I was heartbroken when I did not make it as a sophomore. I was very close to being a Surrey Singer as a sophomore. And my sorority, let me step back. My freshman year, my sorority put me up for all-college basketball queen. And that's just something that sororities did. But you were judged, and I won that, which, again, was confidence building. One of the judges was Dolly Hoskins, who ran the Miss Oklahoma City pageant. She started calling me, encouraging me to enter Miss Oklahoma City. And I kept saying, I'm not ready. But my sorority really pushed me to enter. So I went ahead and entered Miss Oklahoma City my sophomore year in college. March of that year, I found out that I did not get Surrey Singers. Heartbroken, cried all night, typical.
Was Surrey Singers, was that a group of
men and women?
Men and women, it was a chorus.
Yes,
yeah, okay.
About 18 maybe,
oh,
12.
That's small.
Yes, yeah, small group, small performing group.
So then it was a big deal to get into it.
Big deal to get into it. And I wasn't opera material, but I was Surrey Singer material. So I didn't get in, but the timing was the same as Miss Oklahoma City. So cried all night that I didn't get in Surrey Singers. That same month was in Miss Oklahoma City. Expected to have the experience, wasn't expecting to win, and I was really okay with that because most people even then entered several pageants before they won. And that was kind of a good thing because it gave you the experience to handle it better, I think. But at the end of March, I won Miss Oklahoma City, and then in June won Miss Oklahoma, and September won Miss America. So it was much quicker than I expected.
All right. Let's go back to the shyness thing again.
Okay.
Then. Here you are, Miss Oklahoma City, and you're expected to be out there and all, and you're able to overcome your shyness.
Well, the performing is a wonderful thing for shy people because you can assume a character. I tell this in my book. As I've mentioned, my parents weren't flush with money. For Christmas, I asked for an evening gown for the Miss Oklahoma City for my Christmas gift. My parents came in December, and we went to Shepherd Mall, and I found a great, brilliant, bright green evening gown, $50. And I said, this is what I want for Christmas. And they said, okay. That's what I was going to wear for Miss Oklahoma City. So I went to the meeting for Miss Oklahoma City, and they said, we would prefer that you wear a white evening dress, but you don't have to. So there was no way that I was going to go back to my parents and say, you've got to come up with more money for a white gown. So I just wore that green dress. And then I got on the stage and I was the only person without a white dress. So that really fed the insecurity. Mm-hmm. And my mother, bless her heart, all of their friends in Laverne, they came for the Miss Oklahoma City pageant and they all sat in the audience. And Mother's friend, Doreen Wilmot, when all the contestants came out, Doreen punched Mother and said, why didn't you buy that girl a white dress? And then, of course, I won. But I love telling girls that story because it's not a matter of money in pageants or having the right thing as much as it is who you are and how you perform.